Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to another Wednesday Whiskey Review from your boys, the Buffalo Happy. This is 2 weeks in a row. We're not wearing the same shirts. Don't mind us. We're not hammered already. All right, well, welcome back. Today, we have Lagavulin, Islay Single Malt Scotch Whiskey, Nick Offerman Edition, aged 11 years, and this is finished in a Caribbean rum cask. Now, if you know Michael and I, for any amount of time, one of our favorite whiskeys is Balvenie 14-year Caribbean rum cask finish. So when I heard of my boy Nick Offerman coming out with a Lagavulin that was finished in Caribbean rum, I couldn't begin to tell you how high my expectations soared. So we'll get into it today, but I'm very excited for this product. One, which we'll also get into real quick, this packaging is exquisite. Out of all of his packaging, this is his best one.
Oh, without a doubt. It's like he actually sat and thought about it for a second.
I like the wood one of his first one. Where yes. It had the wood, because yeah. It was actually wood from his wood shop.
Yeah.
But this is sick, dude.
The second one was basically just a bunch of fire. I'm like, okay, we get it, but...
What was his third one?
Well, the second one was like a quadruple char, right?
Yeah. Well, the second one was... Oh, yeah, he had charred and then he had toasted, right?
Something like that.
I can't remember his third. I don't know if we ever actually reviewed his third. We reviewed his second. Anywho.
We didn't do the third.
Yeah, so we're going to be reviewing Lagavulin 11-year Caribbean rum cask.
How much was this?
Michael, say the word of our sponsor.
Hold on, how much was this?
$79.99.
So $79.99, yep. And it's 80 proof?
86 proof.
86 proof.
This is obviously from the island of Islay in Scotland, mate. And distilled at Lagavulin, owned by Diageo. And we're here. What's our sponsor, bruv?
This is brought to you by Addies, located on Transit Road in Williamsville. They have a huge selection, including this. They have a knowledgeable staff and in-house wine sommelier.
Sommelier.
Download their app at the Apple App Store or the Google Playground Play Store and check their inventory, buy something, and have it shipped right to your door, especially if you live in the great state of New York where it's legal to do so. Any Hoosiers, Derek, label branding has to be high. Packaging, real cork, and hello, look at this thing.
It is real cork, I just had to confirm.
Look at this thing.
I know, it's gorgeous. There's a beautiful design on the top. It's the entire world with a little passage on there going from North America all the way to Lagavulin, which is sick, going through the Bermuda Triangle. They even included a little design here that says they got lost in the Bermuda Triangle. That's dope. So they go through the Caribbean. And, yeah, up to Islay. This is the most intricate packaging. It's all light blue, gold, and white. And their bottle mimics the same thing. The bottle is that light blue, gold, and white. It ties it all together. They got the blue ribbon at the top. This is just a very, very pretty presentation. Definitely the best that he's had. I would go A plus, check plus. You agree?
A plus, check plus. I agree.
If I didn't already say, it should be assumed, but this is a Lagavulin, so this is 100% malted barley.
Sipping it out of a Glencairn glass because theme from the very first Wednesday Whiskey Review that we've recorded is we're not poor. No, it is the whiskey glass of choice for us.
It's interesting because this comes in, we talked last week about...
Most people.
We talked last week about the green spot, being gold. This is lighter.
Way lighter.
Which is interesting because it had rum in it.
So, the nose for me is just peat immediately.
Yes, obviously there's a lot of peat in here, but that's not what I'm immediately getting.
You're not immediately getting hit with the peat?
No.
Maybe I'm just sensitive today. I mean, I'm not getting like, oh my god, there's so much rum.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of my initial impression is like that sweet sugar.
No, I have to dig for that on the nose. Like the sugary sea salt element, you have to search for me on the nose.
Maybe just because I'm a savage and I just drink Isle every day.
Yeah.
But this is, to me, so this is a good note because obviously we have two very different palates here. One is very keen on Isle of Whiskey. Mike likes it, but it's clearly not his go-to. So me, I'm getting very deep notes of sea salt, sugar cane, and very sweet. And you're going right for the peat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still, I mean, it's still going to get a great rating.
It just smells so good. I just salivate the second that this happens.
Wow. Man, I got lit up by mosquitoes 2 days ago. Side note. So, nose rating for me, I'm going flat A.
Yeah, I agree. I would go flat A. So, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. When I was at, this is going to turn a lot of people off to this whiskey, but I can't not say it because this is, you all know that we love Lagavulin, and this obviously wasn't sent to us, but even if it was, our ethics statement says we wouldn't just review it and give it a high rating just because they sent it to us. We're very clear on that. You can go to our website, see our ethics statement from there. When I was at Eddie's, I almost kind of got like a throw up smell and taste in this. I don't know why, but I had this like weird, old, gross bile smell that I could not get out of my mind. And every time I smell this, I kind of get that same taste or that same smell where it's like this old bile, like kind of almost like a rotted.
Something's
spoiled.
Dying.
Yeah. Are you getting that or no?
Yeah.
It's very weird. And I'm obsessed with Lagavulin. I'm obsessed with Nick Offerman. And I love Caribbean Rum Cask finished stuff. But the more that I smell this, the more my mind just goes right to that like old bile smell. And I don't know, I can't kick this.
No, it's still there. So
I would go solid A with you. This isn't the best Lagavulin I've ever smelled. It's not the worst. And when you smell it for the first time, it's very exciting. But I just can't get this bile smell out.
Yeah, no, it's there. So initial taste, I want to see if it goes away though.
Yeah.
So let's taste it and see what it tastes like. Still there.
Yeah. It's like, I just don't think.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And if you're a fan of this, you can come at us. That's fine. I don't think Caribbean rum cask finished products and Islay whiskey go well together.
No, you got to stick to Speyside.
I think that the sea salt, the brininess, the iodine, or the Highland. Metallic, all of the traditional notes that are very present in an Islay whiskey don't go well when you coat it with a highly sugar content rum cask. That's just my opinion. I just don't think that these go very well together. My favorite part of this whiskey is when the rum cask kind of goes away and I get the traditional Lagavulin notes.
Agreed. And the traditional Lagavulin note is like the wet grass, the peat, touch of smoke, but not much. It's not like brine, but it's got like this harshness to it where it's like battered and you're like, yeah, baby. Excuse me. You know, like this sat out in the rain. Like that's why I like Lagavulin. I'm not a huge fan of the Caribbean rum cask.
And you also kind of get, I mean, with peat moss, it's the ground, right? It's Mother Earth. It's all this starting decaying peat moss and fungi and all that stuff in the ground of Islay. And with this sugar, it's just kind of bringing back that, like, stomach bile. I just cannot kick this stomach bile taste with this. I
feel like something happened in the cask.
I watched their release video, and I love, obviously, I love Nick Offerman. I love Lagavulin. I love Ian, the head distiller of Lagavulin, and he was in the release video with Nick Offerman. It's so cool. I will die on the fact that I think Lagavulin is the best Islay scotch. I'm just not a fan of this. I liked the other ones. I liked his first one, and I was somewhat of a fan of the Chard. I'm not a fan of this. And every single time I have a sip, part of me wants to love it again, and I just can't. I can't get around it.
Initial taste rating.
I'm going to go C+.
I agree. Ending note, for me, the wet grass in the initial taste switches to moss. And then the peat kind of just lingers and never really goes away.
Yeah.
Not a bad way, but it's just a long lingering ending note of the moss and the peat with traditional Lagavulin note, which makes you want to take another sip.
Yeah.
The problem, though, is because it's Lagavulin, your palate's roached. So if we were to record a weekly episode after this and drink something during the episode, we have to drink scotch because right now there's nothing.
Just shot.
We're shot. You have to finish with this, but the ending note really is just like, I really only get that. There's not much left.
Which, in comparison to the initial taste, is a good change for me. Because Agreed. The initial taste was not very appealing.
No.
Whereas now the ending note, I'm getting back to the traditional Lagavulin notes, and it's tricking my mind to say, you want more of this, don't you? And I'm like, I don't. And it's like, you do. So then I have another sip and I get pissed because the initial taste isn't that great. But then it comes back around to the ending note and I'm like, oh, this is Lagavulin. I love this. Have another sip. It's like the Bills season. You get super excited because you do well. And then you
and
get
then
pissed
Matt
off.
And then Milano breaks his leg.
Yeah. And then Stefan Diggs starts crying. And then you just, it's like this vicious cycle of depression. And that's what Lagavulin, Nick Offerman, Caribbean Rum Cask is. It's just vicious cycle of depression because the ending note, I would go A+. This is a great Lagavulin ending note.
Yeah.
But the fact that your initial taste is just like that bile, disgusting, decayed, rotted Caribbean rum, it's just not good for me.
So final rating, or I'm sorry, the ending note.
I'm going to go A+.
Rating, you're going A+. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that. So final rating, give me that countdown.
3, 2, 1. 80.
75. 77.5.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you told me at some point in my life I was going to rate Lagavulin under an 80, I'd be like, you're wrong. That's all I would say. Like, you're wrong, bucko. And then just move on. I don't know if there's another Islay scotch that has aged their stuff in Caribbean Rum Cask. I don't know if I said this is aged in Caribbean Rum Cask for 8 months. So it's not like they did a ton. But it was just enough to ruin it. just enough to ruin it.
Pretty much. So would you have this in your collection?
Yeah, I bought it.
Well, you bought it because of the marketing. You bought it to take... I mean, my My thing is, this is one of the reasons why I love certain establishments in and around our city, is because you can go in, buy a 1 ounce pour of it before you commit to an $80 bottle, right? Like, I feel like that's something you should do. I was privileged enough to be in that position where I was able to try it because non-pour to my left, your right, decided to buy it before tasting it. And then I was like, great, I'm never buying that.
Yeah.
But he's stuck with a bottle, and now we're just going to suck her down like grandpa's old cough medicine and keep the box. I mean, that's pretty much what it is.
It's funny because I told Tyler, who runs Addie's, owns it, family-run, operated business establishment. They have an in-house wine sommelier. I'll just go back into the ad read again.
For shout-outs.
I told Tyler that as soon as this comes in, save two bottles for me because I want to drink one and I want to keep the other. I bought this, cracked it open, tried the first one. My immediate first words to Tyler were, I don't need the other bottle.
Yeah.
Because this is something that if I wasn't a Lagavulin fanboy and I didn't like Nick Offerman as much as I do, I would say, I don't need it. So no, if I'm an impartial person, I would not want this in my collection. This, even though it's cheap, like Lagavulin 16 is $110.
Mm-hmm.
Other Lagavulins are very expensive. This is coming in at $79.99, so it's $80. It's not as expensive as the other scotches out there, but I still think that you can get a solid option for less than that. So no, I would not have this in my collection.
You heard it here first, everybody.
Which is the most depressing thing I think I've ever said in my entire life.
Thank you so much for watching this Wednesday Whiskey Review. We look forward to seeing you guys next week on the next one. We are going to try Yellow Spot Aged 12 Year, as well as some other stuff.
Hell yeah.
So stay tuned. We look forward to seeing you next week. Derek, take us out.
Please remember to always drink responsibly, be a person. And Michael,
do not litter.
We're out.
Yeah!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.